You just can't help it, but for God's sake and the church's sake, try to be here on your house of Sunday. You see, we have far too many people that are bachelor and not whole. Half in and half out. Some one-third in, some three-thirds in. Some one-fourth in, some three-fourths in. And that is the way it is. Are you listening? For an example, you put a half apple, or you put a half banana or a half orange, they'll take care of the church. Don't worry. Just keep right on the kid. On the table before any child. Which do you believe a child will pick up? The half apple or the whole? Pick up the whole apple. And a lot of us will do the same thing. Let us pray for him as he goes through this, that he will be all right. So if a child knows the difference between a half and a whole, why shouldn't we? You know the Lord, though. You'll pick up the whole apple or a piece of fruit, even if you don't intend to eat it all right now. But you say, I'll eat this after a while. I have heard that. So it is with God and Jesus the Christ. They desire your very best. Your last, your all in all, no matter how it hurts. It is then that we are profoundly and exuberantly blessed. There are fractional fathers in our nation today and in our community. What I mean by fractional fathers, they may buy the food, pay the rent or mortgage, the utilities, but that doesn't qualify you to as a whole father. Is that right? There are myriad other responsibilities, like attention to the family. Like giving them some of your time and social concern, sharing some of your entertainment, and after all, serious things and frivolities. To be made whole. I didn't say perfect. For you see, oh Lord, perfection belongs to the system of ideas. Mistakes, faults, they are human frailties. And that is a way of life and a part of life. My Bible says here that for 38 years, we're going to read a little bit as we close. Bible says here in the fifth chapter of St. John, beginning at the first verse, after this there was a feast of the Jews. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool there, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And these lay, O Lord, a great multitude of impotent folk, are blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity of 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and he knew that he had been now a long time, In that case, O Lord, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? O Lord, the impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man. O Lord, when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. But while I'm coming, another stepped down before me. In the language of the text, Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. O Lord, as we close, why, for 38 years, this man had been in a state, a paralytic state. But I want you to wonder with me as I ask you, O Lord, I wonder, O Lord, if hope had died in this man. Consider this possibility. O Lord, could it have been that this man was content in his illness and secured and comfort in being sick? Because if he were well, he would have to accept responsibility of making decisions and earning a living. I want you to know, O Lord, this morning, why many people are that way, whether you believe it or not. O Lord, are you shocked by such a thought? Is this, O Lord, ludicrous or cliche? Please be honest, for there are some persons who relish on their illness. Ain't we right about it? Why, who know how to manipulate others to get their attention. O Lord, in their illness, O Lord, become tools for thy own selfish goals. There are people, O Lord, who deliberately, O Lord, withhold forgiveness. O Lord, and harbor resentment, who keep their sickness, O Lord, alive as a kind of tranquilizer. Why, they get odd satisfactions from feeling victimized by our life. They miss all the pity that was extended unto them and the attention that was made, O Lord, while they are sick. They are not only whole physically, but they are whole, not whole spiritually. O Lord, but one thing about it, the Lord Jesus can make all of us whole. Ain't we right about it? Jesus walked down to this pool, O Lord, and he asked the man what was wrong. And the man said, I've been here 30 long years. Jesus swapped all of that seniority and told that man to get up and walk. O Lord, the man arose immediately and walked away from the pool. I declare, church, this morning, Jesus can make you whole. Ain't we right about it? As we close finally, the Bible said there was a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 long years. O Lord, she had been to every doctor that she had known about. She had spent all of her money and were yet poor and didn't have anything else to turn to or anyone else to turn to. But you heard that a man called Jesus was in town. O Lord, the Bible said she made her way toward the crowd. O Lord, and brushed back the people trying to get to Jesus. O Lord, she said, O Lord, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, I know his blood can make me whole. The Bible said the woman went on through the crowd, and now she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And Jesus said, somebody touch me. And the disciples said, Master, oh, Master, with all these people, they're bumping up against you. But Jesus said, somebody especially touch my garment. And she was made whole. Oh, Lord, I declare unto you, touch Jesus can make you whole. Whether you're a liar, oh, Lord, the Lord can make you whole. Whether you're a peace breaker or not, the Lord can make you whole. I remember one Sunday morning, his blood made me whole. Oh, Lord, and ever since that day, I've been whole, trying to be whole in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, I'm not there yet, but I'm working on it. It is my desire to be whole in the Lord. And fathers, I want you to remember today, it takes a lot to make a whole father.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, not putting food on the table, not only in buying clothes, not only in paying the rent, not only in paying the utilities, but to be a whole father, you must know the Lord. You must know Jesus. You must know him and him crucified to be made whole. Any man that doesn't know Jesus is only a half man. Any woman that has Jesus in their life is only a half a woman. Any boy that has Jesus in their life is only a half. Any girl that has not Jesus in their life is only a half a girl. We're not what we could be without Jesus. I know it blood made me whole. Oh, I know it blood made me whole. Oh, that touch the hem of his garment. I know it blood made me. I know his blood can make me. Oh, I know his blood can make me whole. Oh, by touch the hem of his garment,
I'm
time I feel the Spirit moving by, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Amen. If you have noticed today, our responsive reading has been about the Spirit. Our scripture reading has been about the Spirit. We are trying to inject this as a message given to me from God that our church may become more alive. More alive. This is what we said we would do. We have preached it at the other two churches, that we would follow up the autopsy of a dead church. This is the continuation of it. This is what make a church dead, isn't it?
Yeah.
When it is spiritless. St. John, the Gospel according to St. John, the 4th chapter and the 24th verse. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
If you will read your liturgical guide, there's a punctuation mark missing, which will change the meaning. It's on mine. You say the subject as though you asked someone, what did you say? Have you ever asked anybody that? What did you say? Catch the spirit. It's inquisitive. This derived from the ontology of our conference and its program, Catch the Spirit. So I'm asking in an inquisitive way, catch the spirit? To catch, listen carefully, is to capture. After a chase, is that right?
Yeah.
To snare or trap, to grasp or to intercept, to fasten, to become subject to take and retain. To get to in time, to apprehend, to catch what has been thrown. We had a wonderful time, wonderful spiritual time this past week. Some of you may feel that you're caught up now, but even after this great revival, we cannot stop here.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
We ought to be more determined to move on.
Yes, sir.
We can't stop here. This is the UMC's ontology to innovate or to renew the church by spiritualized when they said catch the spirit. What is the spirit? The spirit is the vital principle or animating force within living beings. The soul, the Holy Ghost, a mood or emotional state, vivacity and courage. It is a supernatural being, an individual. It is loyalty, a dedication.
Yeah.
It is the real sense or significance of something. And my brethren and my sisters, today, without any one of these analytic segments, we are the living dead.
Yeah.
Amen. You may ask, what is the living? Is there such a thing? Sure it is. There is a living dead when we cannot be motivated.
All right.
You listen now. Are you listening?
Yeah. Right.
When we cannot be projected or injected or moved. When we cannot be stirred up.
All right.
My Lord.
Well,
that's a good one, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Emotionally are induced to the ongoing aspects of secular or religious life. You are dead. You're dead. I don't care how well you're breathing and how well you look, how well you're dressed and how fine you are, when you cannot meet these requirements, you're dead.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You're dead. You know, church, in opposition to dead, according to the Lord, is the quick and the dead, says the gospel of Jesus. This is why he told a multitude of people to let the dead bury the dead.
Yes, sir.
Those that are spiritually dead, why? Because you're not going to be of any service to him or his church. But first, we must capacitate ourselves that it is to render fit or to qualify and enable us to do these things, and that is, first of all, you must be born again.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
If you haven't been born again,
amen,
you're already spiritually dead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Spirit is now a very fashionable word. To act with spirit, to speak with spirit, man's only act and rationally is told indiscreetly. An able person shows their spirit by gentle words and resolute actions. They are neither hot or timid, says Chesterfield. My brother and my sister, whatever we do for Jesus, it ought to be done in the Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, I don't mean the Spirit that most of us do things in.
Well.
Amen.
Amen.
No.
Well.
What we mean is do it in the name and the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes, sir. Right.
You know, there's another Spirit, isn't
there? Yes, it is.
And a lot of us do things out of his spirit.
Yeah.
I gave that out of him.
Yeah.
Glory to you.
Well,
you may well keep.
Yeah.
If you give somebody something and with indignation, you may as well throw it away.
Well.
All right, take it then. You've got to have it, just go on and take it. You may as well to keep it, sir. That's right. Whatever we do for Jesus ought to be done in the right spirit. If we fail to pray sincerely, we might as well be somewhere singing our dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair. I don't mean a program prayer. You know, there are prayers people just pray because they're on program. Huh? I'm talking about when we pray, as that young man profoundly preached this morning, Brother Moses Finch, pray sincerely to God in your secret closet,
yes,
not outwardly. You can sit right there and be praying right now.
Yes,
that's your secret closet.
Yes,
when nobody hears you pray.
Yes.
You remember that song, "Oh Lord, I couldn't hear nobody."
Yes, sir.
Way down yonder. By myself.
Yes,
I couldn't hear nobody pray.
Well,
when we preach, we ought to preach what thus saith the Lord.
Yes.
And in the Spirit.
Yes,
if not, we may as well be reciting poetry.
Yes.
When we sing, if we don't sing in the Spirit, we may as well be singing, "Oh, MacDonald had a farm." E-I-E-I-O.
Amen.
That's the truth, sir. I'm telling you the truth. You may as well be singing that if you're not singing in the Spirit. In any form of worship, we ought to worship him. Not ought to. This Bible here, Jesus told this bad woman, we must.
Right.
Not that you ought to Or maybe
that's right.
If you worship the Lord, you must worship him in the language of our text, in spirit and in truth. If we're not all the way in this, you're dry bones. We're in a spiritual drought right now. And you can't grow until it rains. No crop will grow until it rains. We need some rain right now.
Amen.
You wait. If it rains this afternoon by Tuesday, you'll see a difference in your crop. So it is with the Spirit of the Lord. It must rain on us as it did at Pentecost, where Peter preached, the people were there in one body and in one mind. And in one accord.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going along with the new suggestion. I have the stickers on my car. I'll watch the program. I have posters in the churches. But I still wonder, what do they really mean? Catch the Spirit. I didn't have to catch the Spirit. When I asserted myself unto the Lord, it caught me.